Lesson 2. Choosing the right camera for film photography, lenses, cost and manual controls. Understanding different camera types. This lesson aims to equip you with the knowledge to identify and choose the right film camera for your artistic vision. From compact point-and-shoot models to fully manual SLRs, each camera type offers unique features that shape your creative process. By the end of this lesson, you will have a clearer understanding of how factors such as lens quality, shutter speed, aperture control, and camera format can impact your photography. When exploring Lomography film photography, understanding different film camera types and their features is essential to maximizing your creative potential. Each type of camera offers a unique way to capture images, and knowing their characteristics can help you choose the right one for your Lomographic journey. Point-and-shoot cameras. These cameras are typically compact and easy to use, making them great for beginners. They often have automatic settings for exposure and focus, allowing you to concentrate on capturing spontaneous moments. Many point-and-shoot cameras also feature built-in flash, which can be a fun way to experiment with lighting. Look for models that allow for multiple exposures and different film formats for added versatility. Single lens reflex, SLR, cameras. SLR cameras provide more control over your photography, as they allow you to manually adjust settings such as shutter speed, aperture, and focus. This type of camera is ideal for those who want to delve deeper into the technical aspects of film photography. With interchangeable lenses, you can experiment with different perspectives and compositions. Many Lomographers enjoy using vintage SLRs for their unique character and the ability to use various film stocks. Medium format cameras. These cameras use larger film sizes, typically 120 or 220 film, which results in higher resolution images with greater detail. Medium format cameras come in various styles, from twin lens reflex, TLR, to single lens reflex designs. They can be bulkier and more expensive, but the image quality and depth of field they provide can be incredibly rewarding. Lomographers often appreciate the unique look and feel that medium format images produce. Instant cameras. Instant cameras deliver the fun of watching your images develop right before your eyes. These cameras often use self-developing film, allowing you to create tangible memories immediately. While they may not allow for the same level of control as other camera types, they encourage spontaneity and experimentation, which are central to Lomography. Many instant cameras also allow for creative features like multiple exposures and color filters. Understanding these different film camera types and their features will empower you to choose the right tools for your artistic expression in Lomography. Experimenting with various cameras can enhance your experience and help you discover your personal style within the vibrant world of film photography. Next, consider the mood and aesthetic you want to convey through your images. Lomography is known for its unique and often unpredictable results, which can vary significantly based on the film you choose. For instance, if you are drawn to bright, punchy colors, you might opt for a color negative film with high saturation. On the other hand, if you prefer a more vintage or nostalgic feel, black and white film or films with lower ISO ratings may suit your vision better. Assess the lighting conditions in which you typically shoot. Some films perform better in bright sunlight, while others excel in low light situations. If you often find yourself shooting in varied lighting, consider films that are versatile and forgiving, allowing for a range of exposures. Film camera manual controls. Understanding this concept can be challenging without hands-on practice or real-life examples. That's why I highly recommend exploring the links to my website, where I go into greater detail. You'll also find video footage that brings these ideas to life, making it easier to grasp and apply them to your photography journey. When delving into Lomography film photography, understanding how to evaluate manual controls and settings becomes crucial for making the most of different film types. Each film type has distinct characteristics that can influence exposure, color saturation, and grain. Here are key settings to consider. ISO settings. The ISO rating of your film dictates its sensitivity to light. Lomography films often come in various ISO ratings, typically ranging from 100 to, when using lower ISO films, e.g., 100. You might want to use them in bright conditions or with longer exposure times. Higher ISO films, e.g., 800, are more suitable for low-light situations but may introduce more grain. Adjust your camera's ISO setting accordingly to match the film you are using. Aperture control. The aperture setting on your camera affects the depth of field and the amount of light entering the lens. A wider aperture, lower f-stop number, allows more light, which is beneficial in low-light situations or when using slower film. However, it will also produce a shallower depth of field, which can create a pleasing bokeh effect. Conversely, a narrower aperture, higher f-stop number, is ideal for landscapes or scenarios where you want more detail in focus. Shutter speed. This setting controls how long the film is exposed to light. Faster shutter speeds are essential for capturing fast-moving subjects or reducing motion blur, while slower shutter speeds can create unique effects, such as light trails or softening moving elements in a scene. The type of film can influence your choice of shutter speed. For example, if using a high ISO film, you might prefer faster shutter speeds to avoid overexposure. Metering. Understanding how to meter the light in a scene is vital. Many lamographers prefer to use an external light meter for precise readings, especially in challenging lighting conditions. Alternatively, you can rely on the built-in metering system of your camera, but always be prepared to compensate for the film type. Some films might react differently to light, making it essential to evaluate your meter readings carefully and make adjustments as necessary. Exposure compensation. Lamography encourages experimentation, and sometimes you might want to intentionally overexpose or underexpose your images for creative effects. Familiarize yourself with your camera's exposure compensation settings. For example, if you're shooting with a film that tends to produce muted colors, you may want to overexpose slightly to enhance saturation. Conversely, underexposing can create high-contrast images with striking textures. By mastering these manual controls and settings, you can unlock the full potential of various lamography films and create unique, expressive photographs that reflect your artistic vision. Various lenses. When exploring lamography film photography, understanding the compatibility of various lenses with different film types is essential. Lamography often embraces a playful and experimental approach to photography, and the choice of lens can significantly influence the outcome of your shots. Different lenses offer unique characteristics, such as distortion, vignetting, and depth of field, all of which can enhance or alter the narrative of your photographs. Firstly, consider the mount type of your camera. Many lamography cameras, such as the LCA or Diana F+, come with fixed lenses, while others allow for interchangeable lenses. It's crucial to check the compatibility of lenses with your specific camera model. If your camera supports interchangeable lenses, look for those that are designed for lamography or vintage lenses that can provide unique effects. Next, explore the focal lengths available. Wide-angle lenses can capture more of the scene and add a sense of depth, making them perfect for landscapes or urban environments. On the other hand, telephoto lenses allow for a compressed perspective, which can be ideal for portrait photography or isolating subjects from their surroundings. Lamography often emphasizes the creative use of perspective, so experimenting with different focal lengths can lead to exciting results. Additionally, consider the aperture settings of the lenses. A lens with a wider maximum aperture, like f/1.4 or f/2.8, allows more light to enter, making it suitable for low-light conditions and enabling a shallower depth of field. This can create beautiful bokeh effects, drawing attention to the subject while softly blurring the background. Conversely, a lens with a smaller aperture, like f/11 or f/16, increases the depth of field, keeping more of the scene in focus, which can be advantageous for landscape photography. Finally, pay attention to special lens options, such as fisheye or macro lenses. Fisheye lenses create a distinctive, exaggerated curvature in images, which can add a playful touch to your lamography. Macro lenses allow for close-up photography, revealing intricate details often overlooked in standard photography. These unique lenses can elevate your creative vision, encouraging experimentation and exploration of different film types. Cost. When embarking on your Lomography film photography journey, budgeting is an essential aspect to consider. Understanding the costs involved can help you make informed decisions about the types of film you choose and how often you shoot. First, consider the cost of purchasing film. Lomography offers a variety of film types, each with different price points. Standard 35mm film might be more affordable, $6-$12, while specialized films, like those with unique color profiles or effects, $15-$25, can be pricier. Make the list of the films you are interested in, and check their prices at your local camera store or online retailers. Next, factor in the cost of developing your film. Developing and scanning costs can add up quickly, so it's wise to research local labs and their pricing. Some labs offer packages or discounts for bulk development, which can save you money in the long run. For example, I pay $15 to develop and scan my roll of film. Additionally, consider whether you want to develop the film yourself. While this requires an initial investment in equipment and supplies, it can be more economical over time, but this may apply only to black and white film because color film is very hard to develop yourself at home. It needs different equipment and more. Don't forget about the cost of accessories. If you're shooting with a Lomography camera, you might want to invest in additional lenses, filters, or other tools to enhance your photography experience. These expenses can vary widely, so it's important to determine what is essential for your artistic vision versus what is merely a desire. But all these things are not required. I shot film for a long time and no lenses or mounts were needed.